This is Radio Superior 1939, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1939. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1939. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
You're listening to The Voice from the Head of the Lakes, station KUWS in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 6 o'clock Sunday, December 31st, 1939. This is Jack McKenna speaking. Happy New Year's Eve, one and all. We have a swell hour-long special for you tonight. We'll play the top hits of the 1939 hit parade, counting down to number one. We'll look back on the year in news. Ray Paulson will be in with the 1930s decade in sports, and Harriet will have plenty of ideas of things to do tonight as we usher in 1940. But first, the latest news from the newsman of the decade, Lou Martin.
Hiya, Lou. Another New Year's Eve is here. I always get a kick out of these nights. It's exciting to usher in a new year and say goodbye to the old decade. The 1930s were hard, but we made it. That says a lot about our community and our country.
Oh, you're waxing philosophical, Lou. Wait till you hear tonight's music. Great. Now, the Ross Electric 6 o'clock news. Ross Electric has the RCA Victor push-button radio, now with a television attachment. They say radio pictures is the next big thing.
I'm not sure that people are ready to see us.
Does television mean we get to see people who see us?
Now, that's really scary.
So, you're ending the year by offending everyone.
Happy New Year, one and all. Former President Herbert Hoover arrived in Duluth this afternoon with a speech and a rally set for tonight at the Duluth Armory. Mr. Hoover is leading efforts to raise money for the Fittish Relief Fund. He's setting up fundraising headquarters in New York and hopes to rally Americans to help Finland in the wake of the Soviet attacks. The first month of the Russo-Finnish War has been especially costly for the invaders. The Copenhagen, Denmark newspaper is estimating that 30,000 Russians have been killed since November the 30th, many from hunger and cold. Even so, crack Soviet troops are arriving at the Finnish front. We begin our World News Shortwave Radio Roundup from Finland.
This is correspondent Virgil Pinkley reporting from the front on the Karelian Isthmus. After weeks of bombardments and hit-and-run clashes, the war's first major battle appears imminent. The location is the dark tundra around the Finnish forests of Suomussalmi. Veteran Red Army troops are replacing conscripts under cover of continuous bombardment on Finnish Karelian Isthmus defenses. Soviet cannons are raking the woods in front of the Mannerheim line. Artillery fire also continues to target the country's second-largest city of Viipuri on the Isthmus. Normally, of 55,000 inhabitants, Viipuri is now completely empty. Bombardment continues along the coastal city of Kovisto, and there is fighting along the Leningrad-Viipuri rail line. That supports the theory that the Russian army is massing strength for a breakthrough on the Isthmus. This David and Goliath battle could at once break the back of the Finnish defenders or shock the world by repelling the much larger Soviet forces from Finland. At the front on the Karelian Isthmus in Finland, this is Virgil Pinkley, calling France, calling Ralph Heinzen in Paris. This is France. Paris, France. United Press correspondent Ralph Heinzen reporting. On this last day of 1939, nations of Europe worry about the spread of war. As the European war drags into its fourth month, diplomats are wondering if this so-called phony war will escalate, engulfing the tiny nations of the region. The hope is for peace, but the past year has been the most disastrous since the World War ended in 1918. This year has seen the disappearance of two nations created by the Versailles Treaty, Czechoslovakia and Poland. The Good Friday invasion of Albania by Italy, the Russian aggression against Finland, and the declaration of war by France and England to overthrow the Nazi regime after its attack on Poland. Foreign watchers say the greatest threat for 1940 may not lie in Europe, but in North Africa. foreign observers believe the Russo-German agreement will move into Arab and Muslim states from the Mediterranean to the Gulf of Persia to India. If Hitler and Stalin do take the Empire of the East, it would severely hinder Britain's ability to make war. In Paris, this is Ralph Heinzen reporting, calling the British Isles. Come in, Frederick Saunders.
London calling, Frederick Saunders here. Despite extraordinary war powers, Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain must still listen very carefully to Britain's public opinion. Within an hour after the Prime Minister turned to the Speaker of the House of Commons and said, Mr. Speaker, I beg to call your attention to the fact that there are strangers present, thus beginning the secret session of Parliament, the government knew that it had trouble on its hands. Detailed news of that stormy session leaked into diplomatic circles. It was obvious to the Prime Minister that the people demand action at once. At a meeting of the War Cabinet, the Prime Minister made it plain to his colleagues that spectacular successes would have to be achieved by both the Royal Navy and Air Force to avoid the further growth of an opposition feeling in the country. One of the reasons for delay in an attack on Germany has been the fear of immediate reprisal. A desperate Germany could advance through Belgium and Holland, an advance which the British forces guarding the Belgian-French frontier are not yet prepared for. The British regime's grand showman and would-be prime minister, naval leader Winston Churchill, has produced results immediately with the sinking of the Graf Spee. But instead of calming the belligerent press, that now seems only to have whetted the public's appetite for more successes and a desire to take aggressive action. This increasing pressure on Whitehall could change the direction of this phony war. In London, with the whirligig of the world, this is Frederick Saunders.
This is Wes Gallagher with the British Expeditionary Forces in France. British soldiers have put down their weapons and are throwing snowballs at one another. A heavy snowfall is making for a quiet New Year's Eve there. Scottish troops are preparing to celebrate the New Year in their traditional style with plenty of Scotch pudding, whiskey, and bagpipe playing. Although very cold weather here makes fighting unlikely, British patrols are active in the no man's land beyond the Maginot Line. Perhaps amusing in this dark epic is that they entered several German outpost trenches and found some of them deserted. The only casualty suffered was when a soldier suffered a sprained ankle after tripping into a tank trap. With the British Expeditionary Force in France, this is Wes Gallagher reporting.
The European war is bringing an economic boom to the Twin Ports. Demand for grain and iron ore began with a surge in August, and by the time the war began in September, ore shipments more than doubled over 1938. Dock workers were on duty 24 hours a day, loading ships, and mild weather helped to keep shipping late into December. Ross Electric News time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
Indeed I have, Lou. Thank you. From Ross Electric at 1223 Tower Avenue in Superior, if you choose to phone in. They are at number 242. And you may want to phone in and reserve a smash hit for Christmas from Ross Electric. For $74.95, they have a beautiful floor model RCA Victor, a new super value. I tell you, this is something to behold. Designed for use with RCA Victor television attachment. Television, you say? Aye. Television is coming, folks, and RCA Victor is ready for it, and so is Ross Electric Company in Superior. See them soon.
Thieves cracked the safe at the Service Motors Garage on Ogden Avenue overnight. It's one of the biggest heists in Superior in a long time. Policeman Roy Gleason discovered the burglary when he saw shattered glass in the alley behind the garage. Burglars got away with more than $1,000 in cash and some utility stock. This might be the work of a gang that's been cracking safes in Duluth. Police Chief Art Buchanan says a number of burglaries using the same technique at Service Motors have been reported in Duluth. Chief Buchanan is warning all merchants not to leave much money in safes and to lock their doors at night. In Hayward, the Hogue Drugstore was destroyed and the J.B. Goulet building damaged in a wind-whipped fire Saturday morning. The Hogue Drugstore is valued at $8,000. Pioneering businessman and former Superior mayoral candidate Alan Peck has died after a long illness. Mr. Peck was born in Ontario and as a young man sailed the Great Lakes. He opened a confectionery in Superior, which eventually evolved into the sale of automobiles. Mr. Peck was always civic-minded, running for mayor in 1933, eventually losing to Mayor Fred Baxter. Mr. Peck was also the father-in-law of former Evening Telegram outdoors reporter Gordon McQuarrie, who's now writing for the Milwaukee Journal. And he often was the hero of many of McQuarrie's hunting and fishing articles. Police Chief Buchanan and Douglas County Sheriff Frank Carlson are urging people to be moderate on this New Year's Eve. Sheriff Carlson says not to mix alcohol and gasoline. The only alcohol in your car should be in the car's radiator. Mayor Bryn Ausby is with us in the studio. Happy New Year, sir.
You didn't make me wait this time. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate that you didn't take off before the interview, like a couple of weeks ago.
Mayor's a busy man. I want to tell the citizens of Superior that 1940 looks like a good year for one and all. For 10 years, we've wandered along the stony road of depression. Many a spasm has checked our progress, and obstacles almost insurmountable have blocked our path. But at long last, the stretch before us seems smoother and the outlook brighter. True, there are serious disturbances abroad. War and unrest infest the world, yet there are bright spots locally. One only need look at around for a moment to discover miles of newly paved streets and sidewalks, a new flying field with a hangar, improved parks, the new municipal stadium and athletic bowl, two modern well-built schools. On the industrial front, we have 24 new oil tanks, creating work for hundreds of people and adding to our tax base. We have a busy port and railroad. Renovations to the Daisy Mill properties mean more jobs in our milling industry.
Mr. Mayor...
I'm not finished here, Lou. Many citizens are worried about city debts, mostly incurred when the banks closed 6.5 years ago, costing the city its savings. Superior is up to its limit in bonding for money, and with many of our citizenry and welfare relief, fewer tax dollars have been collected. That forced the city to rely on using scrip instead of money. But with this industrial expansion in our port, hope for a revitalization of our shipyards and shipbuilding jobs, we look forward to brighter and happier days ahead for the citizens of Superior in 1940.
Thank you, Mayor Bryn Ausby.
It just so happens that I'm done, so you're welcome.
Good thing I was going to pull the alarm here. If he didn't finish pretty soon.
Hey, Jack, your mic is on, Jack.
Ooh.
In other news, one of Superior's newest industries, the King Midas Mill, is operating 24 hours a day. Since opening in August, King Midas Mills are full of Durham wheat. The East End Mill is processing a large number of orders, including a rail shipment that just left for Norway. King Midas Mills employs 60 men full-time. In 1939 was the best year on record at the employment office in Ashland since its inauguration with the New Deal in 1933. 623 people in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron Counties were placed in private industry, and 449 people found jobs in the public sector from the Ashland office this year. And that, Jack, is the news.
You know, I think we need to have a rule about having pontificating mayors, Lou. We need an egg timer or something.
And maybe something subtle, like a bang on a cowbell when the time is up.
That's Lou Martin, ladies and gentlemen, the newsman with the fewest mayors as friends. The forecast from the United States Weather Bureau in Duluth calls for chilly temperatures tonight. Look for a low of 10 degrees below zero and a high tomorrow of 10 to 15 above with sunshine. After all, it'll be January tomorrow. Throw an extra shovel of coal in the furnace and get cozy tonight, friends. We'll keep you warm with our top 9 countdown of the hits of 1939 and kick off our New Year's Eve celebration. Number 9 on our 1939 hit parade is this very enjoyable number from Russ Morgan and his orchestra and A Pocket Full of Dreams on the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS. ¶¶
But I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for the road where nature trods, and I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
The ninth most popular song of 1939, Russ Morgan and his orchestra, and A Pocket Full of Dreams on station KUWS. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Jack.
This being New Year's Eve, 1939 and all, it'd be fun to reminisce.
We've had a lot of memorable moments, although I wouldn't necessarily say that they were always my favorite moments.
Always a good time, Charlie, with a swell sense of humor, Lou. Hey, folks. Dorothy and Irma Nelson at the Central Eats Shop wish you and yours a happy 1940. Get hamburgers for just a nickel at Central Eats on Grand Avenue. Dorothy and Irma say, buy 'em by the bag. On with the music, good listeners. Our eighth biggest number from 1939 is by a band which debuted on the charts this year. This is Glenn Miller and his orchestra, with vocals by Ray Eberle and Careless on the Martin and McKenna Show.
We've just enjoyed the ninth biggest... Or no, wait a minute. Is that the eighth? Well, anyway, it's the biggest song of 1939 from Glenn Miller and his orchestra. That's Careless, and we know something about that. Hey, Lou.
I'm kind of busy putting together the top stories of the year and watching The Wire to see if anything new happens in that big battle between Finland and the Russians.
Yeah, but this is important. The guys have a pool going about who will deliver the first baby of 1940 in Superior.
You're acting like a bunch of lugs betting on when someone will give birth.
Now, it's not for money or anything. The losers have to watch the winner's car for all of 1940.
That's not a good bet for you. The old 32 DeSoto is held together by dirt and rust. Who's in the pool anyway?
Well, there's Engineer Joe, Ray, and Harriet.
Harriet? She wouldn't stoop to something like that.
Look, the nurses at St. Joseph's Hospital say Mrs. Floyd Conway of Superior and Mrs. Robert Malloy of Gordon are all checked in there and ready to go.
Ready to go?
And St. Mary's has Mrs. John King and Mrs. Sven Olofsson ready to roll.
Ready to roll? I'm going back to work. By the way, Reverend Joseph Annebring of Cathedral of Christ the King Church is coming to talk about 1939 for the region's Catholic Church. Be a good Catholic when he's here, please.
Boy, you'd think betting was a sin or something. On with the music, friends. The number 7 hit song of 1939 is this big number from Benny Goodman and Running Wild on station KUWS.
Thank you.
That's Lou Martin's theme song, At the Swedish Smorgasbord, and Running Wild by Benny Goodman and his orchestra.
I'd like to introduce Father Joseph Ennebring of Cathedral of the Christ Church in Superior. Happy New Year, Reverend.
And a blessed New Year to you and yours, Lou Martin. And Lou, my son, don't be too hard on Jack. He's a good Catholic. You know, God loves a good sense of humor.
See? By the way, Father, would you care to get into a little pool we...
Excuse me, Father. You do have some news from 39 about the church.
Oh, that I do. Are you okay?
Just a little irritant. I had to clear up.
I was afraid you were going to cough up a hairball or something, like my cat Boots is prone to do if it spends too much time on the radiator.
God loves a good joke.
That he does. And 1939 has been a good year for the Catholic Diocese of Superior. The St. Patrick's Parish continued with the Shamrock Club. It has 130 members who gave blood regularly to St. Joseph's Hospital. The Holy Name Union rallied in Ashland this year. Members kept track of fellow churches in troubled countries such as Spain and Germany. Cathedral High School in Superior has 300 students, with lower grade schools at St. Francis Xavier, St. Louis, St. Francis, St. Anthony's and Margaret, and St. Adalbert's and St. Stanislaus. It's St. Stan's.
That's what the folks out there call it.
Yeah, St. Stan's.
Do the nuns still use those long, big, painful rulers?
That's not funny. Discipline is important. God loves obedient children. Of course, the passing of Pope Pius XI and the election of Pope Pius XII saddened us all. I mean, Pope Pius's death and Pope Pius's election didn't sadden us. Just the death of Pope Pius. I mean, we're happy about the news of the new Pope Pius. Although I have to say that I wish they'd take different names. It does get confusing. And Superior mourns the passing of Father Jezeski. Father Jezeski served as head of the St. Joseph Orphanage for 20 years, starting in 1919. A good man he was, a good man indeed, Jack and Lou.
Thank you, Reverend Joseph Ennebring of the Cathedral of Christ the King Church.
And say, Jack, put me down for that Conway couple to have the first baby of 1940, will you, please?
The reverend for the Conway baby, Jack.
Let me guess. God loves a clean car, eh, Father?
It's all in the spirit of giving and sharing in the new year. Heaven knows we could use more of that. Good night, fellas.
Well, that's our cue to roll on with more of the best music from the 1939 Hit Parade, folks, on this hour-long New Year's Eve special of the Martin and McKenna Show. Where are we here? Number 7?
That's number 6, Jack.
Right, 6. Here's Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra with what's sure to become a classic. You'll hear Bunny singing as well as playing his trumpet. This is I Can't Get Started With You on the Martin and McKenna Countdown.
Thank you. flown around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain. And the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. Metro Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream, dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, cause I can't get started with you.
Number. Bunny Berrigan, and I can't get started with you. Number seven.
Six.
Six. And our hit parade countdown, friends. Lou, you've been tracking the biggest stories of 1939.
In 1939, the worst fears of the world came true. On March the 14th, Hitler dissolved the Czech Republic. 4 days later, the United States slapped a 25% duty on all imports from Germany as a protest. On March the 22nd, Germany absorbed Mommel. On March the 29th, Madrid fell, ending the Spanish Civil War and putting fascist Generalissimo Franco in charge. Great Britain and France pledged military support to Poland on March the 31st if Germany attacked. Also on that date, the World's Fair opened in New York and featured a television broadcast for people to watch. On May the 19th, the experimental New Deal program for food stamps began in Rochester, New York. May the 20th, Pan American Airways opened regular passenger service across the Atlantic. On July the 26th, 1939, the United States denounced its trade treaty with Japan for its aggression in China. I'll save the beginning of the war for a little later, Jack.
That's the second time I've heard about television tonight. You think it'll catch on, Lou?
If it does, then lugs like Reg Skelton, Jimmy Durante, and Bob Hope may be in trouble. They've got good faces for radio.
Well, I might want to give it a wing someday myself. But for now, radio is king. And one of the kings of 1939 is newcomer Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Number eight. Number six, what? Number right?
Number five, Jack.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Number five is Glenn Miller and In the Mood on the New Year's Eve Martin and McKenna special. Fifth biggest song on the 1939 hit parade. That's Glenn Miller and his orchestra with In the Mood on station KUWS. Now, Lou Martin has the rest of the news hit parade for 1939.
News hit parade? June the 15th was a big day for Superior in Duluth as Norway's Crown Prince Olaf and Princess Martha visited here for Superior's 50th birthday bash. But the worst news of 1939 began on August the 23rd, when Germany and the Soviet Union shocked the world by signing a non-aggression pact in Moscow. That led the way for the German Chancellor Adolf Hitler to begin his invasion of Poland on September the 1st. 2 days later, Britain and France honored its pledge to help Poland by declaring war on Germany. President Roosevelt pledges to keep the United States out of war, while Canada declares war on Germany September the 10th. On September the 15th, Russia and Japan sign a truce in the Manchukuo border war. On September the 17th, Russia invades eastern Poland, and the British aircraft carrier Courageous is sunk, killing 515 crew members. September the 27th, Warsaw surrenders. 2 days later, Russia and Germany divide Poland. On November the 16th, Al Scarface Capone is freed from federal prison. November the 30th, Russia invades Finland. December the 14th, Russia is dropped from the League of Nations. Not a year full of good news, I'm afraid, good listeners.
Indeed, it was a good year for big band music, though. This was big for Artie Shaw and his orchestra last summer. I like to think of parking on Wisconsin Point, overlooking Lake Superior on a warm evening. The DeSoto's radio is on.
It would be a mercy if you spared us the details.
I don't kiss and tell, Lois. Anyway, this goes out to all you folks who got closer to nature this summer. This is our number five.
Four.
Number four song on the 1939 hit parade. Begin the Begin on the Martin and McKenna New Year's Eve special. Summer nights with Artie Shaw and Begin the Begin on station KUWS. Hiya, Ray.
Happy New Year, Jake.
You've seen radio television, Ray?
Well, I saw it at this year's World's Fair in New York.
What do you think? Is it going to put us out of work?
Well, not anytime soon. There's this tube which shows a green picture. Lines flip across the picture tube, and boy, is it expensive. Only a Rockefeller could afford one.
Well, let's hope it doesn't catch on. Anyway, Lou looks terrible in green. Rapid Ray Paulson, folks, has a look back at the 1930s in sports for us. Have at it, Ray.
Well, there are those who still speak of the 1920s as the golden age of sports. Jack Dempsey, Babe Ruth, Red Grange, Bobby Jones, and Bill Tilden. but go back over the fast-fading 1930s, and it more than holds its own. The development of baseball's greatest dynasty, the Yankees won 4 straight World Series championships. They seem to be getting stronger, as young Joe DiMaggio may be the greatest outfielder ever. And then you've got me and Paul, the brothers Dizzy and Daffy Dean, who led the St. Louis Cardinals to a World Series win. The Great Depression forced many minor leagues to fold, but baseball seems to be saved now that some teams are playing night baseball under the lights. How about Cincinnati's young boy wonder, Johnny Vandermeer, throwing back-to-back no-hitters? The rise of razzle-dazzle football and the forward pass. Or that dark day in 1931 when Notre Dame coach Newt Rockne plunged to his death in a plane crash out of the Kansas sky. Joe Louis climbs to the heavyweight championship throne, then gets KO'd by German Max Schmeling in 1936 in one of the biggest upsets of all time. In a single afternoon in 1935, Jesse Owens tied the world mark in the 100-yard dash, then set world records in the 220-yard dash, the 220 low hurdles, and broad jump. In 1936, he wins a remarkable triple at the Olympic Games in Berlin. Mildred Babe Didrikson, the feminine hero of the 1932 Olympics, may be the greatest woman athlete of all time. Or who could forget the great match between Seabiscuit and War Admiral? We hope the 1940s can do as well, Jack.
You forgot the 16 hot dogs I ate in the press box of the Superior Blues in 1938.
Well, that's how I know you wouldn't do well on television. You look terrible when you turn green after that last dog. Hey, any news about the New Year, baby? I hear Mrs. Malloy is ready to pop.
The last report I got is that Baby Conway, Baby Claflin, and Baby Malloy are neck and neck, so to speak.
Well, I'm going to have the cleanest Studebaker in town after tonight. I'm going with that Claflin kid.
Ah, we'll see. I got a feeling about that Conway newcomer, though. On with the music. Here's a favorite of mine. Number 3 on the 1939 Hit Parade. This is Benny Goodman and his orchestra and his big hit, Let's Dance, on the Martin and McKenna Show. Thank you. Well, that'll be another classic for sure. Let's Dance by Benny Goodman on station KUWS. Say, folks, it's a fact. When minutes are worth dollars, a smooth route is necessary, and safety a deciding factor. Go the Arrowhead Bridgeway. See the scenic beauty of the St. Louis River connecting Superior and West Duluth. And it's a reasonable toll on the Arrowhead Bridge. Popkin Furniture Company sends you greetings for 1940. Ben Markovich, Arnold and Henry Popkin, William Shumway, and Gladys Evenson want to thank everyone for their patronage in 1939. And the Getcha Nagy Gala is tonight. Phone 4501 now, while there are still tables available. And join the happy crowd that will bring in 1940 tonight. Only $2.50 per person. That includes free champagne every half hour, a turkey dinner, party favors, and the music of Jerry Johnson and his orchestra in Billings Park at the Getcha Nagy Country Club. Well, we're close to the end of our countdown, good listeners. This next number took everyone by storm. Number two on our 1939 hit parade is 14-year-old Judy Garland singing Over the Rainbow on the Martin and McKenna New Year's Eve show.
Chimney tops, that's where.
Isn't that lovely? We've just enjoyed the big hit song from that big hit movie, The Wizard of Oz, and Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland. Hiya, Lou.
I'd like to introduce Miss Harriet Farrig, our community editor. Happy New Year, Harriet. I'm a little surprised that you've thrown your big decorative hat in the baby pool.
I'm not a betting woman usually, but this stork race is fun. I have some good news for everyone except Ray. Mr. and Mrs. William Kaplan of Ogden Avenue are the proud parents of a new son.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Raymond, really?
Well, you know what I mean. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Kaplan. That son of yours owes me a car wash someday. I'm going to be driving...
That narrows it down to Baby Conway, Baby King, and Baby Malloy. Hang in there, Baby Conway. I mean it, at least until midnight. Then get busy.
My sources say Mrs. Malloy could be ready by midnight.
I'm frankly appalled at the whole idea. And getting the good Reverend involved, too. That's just not hunky-dory.
Oh, Louis, you're so cute when you're indignant. But it's all in good fun.
Good, clean fun. I'll be washing somebody's car for a year. I really, really hope it's not Jack's rust bucket.
Here, here. Nothing a little wash and wax can't fix.
I'd like to congratulate two other New Year's Eve parents, Mr. and Mrs. John Detterling of Poplar and Mr. and Mrs. Russell McDonald of Superior, also delivered new bouncing babies into the world today.
The stork's been busy today, boy. Are you ready for the number one song of 1939, fellas?
I thought it would be Over the Rainbow.
Well, I figured it'd be Begin the Beguine.
At least you didn't bet on that one.
I believe you owe me a fin, Ray.
Or at least a seed.
Let's hope 1940 is a luckier year for Ray. So everyone, the number one song of 1939. Make room for the drummer.
Make way for the drummer?
Goodness!
There's a drummer in our studio.
This is a first-class operation, isn't it?
We drummers just want equal time. All those horn blowers get all the attention these days. So let's do it, Jack.
The biggest hit of 1939 is also from the most successful band of the year. Drum roll, please. Here's newcomer Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Moonlight Serenade. Number one on the 1939 hit parade. That's Glenn Miller
and Moonlight Serenade on the Martin and McKenna New Year's Eve special.
I can't believe you brought in a drummer.
Drummers are busy on New Year's Eve, Lou. Everyone wants a drum roll tonight.
Who needs a drum roll tonight?
Well, you've got your drum roll for newborn babies.
Newborn babies wouldn't like drum rolls.
Says you. And your drum rolls for the clock turning to midnight.
I can see that.
Your drum rolls for Top Song of the Year announcements.
Fine.
Your drum rolls for big news bulletins.
What's going on tonight, Harriet?
Many churches are holding watch night services tonight.
Drum rolls for watch night services.
And Reverend Arvid Horn will conduct a service at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Swedish.
I'm getting hungry. Maybe we could go somewhere for egg rolls.
I'm always amazed at how your mind eventually leads to your stomach.
I think it'd be fun if we could all go to the Palace Theater tonight to ring in the new year. They've got a double feature, Blockheads, starring Laurel and Hardy, and then the newest, and they say the best, of the Thin Man movies. It's called Another Thin Man, with William Powell, Myrna Loy, and Asta. They'll have a new member, Thin Man Jr.
Oh, no. I had my fill of babies, but count me in.
What better way to usher in the new year and a new decade than with old friends and you, Harriet?
All right, then, friends. Join us if you can. If you can't, we wish you all a very fine, prosperous, peaceful, we hope, 1940. And we'll be back, same time, same place on your radio dial, the good Lord willing, of course, and the drummer leads us into the right direction. March to the drummer now.
I've always said that you march to a different drummer.
Oh, boy. For Lou Martin, Harriet, and Ray, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Good night. A one, a two, a one, a two, a one, a two.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1939, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, John Munson, John Munsell, Tom Martinson, Ray Paulson, Don Mason. All events reported on Radio Superior 1939 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.